Our scripture reading for today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7. I'll be reading verses 24 through 29. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who has built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it didn't collapse, because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed, and its collapse was great. When Jesus had finished this sermon, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them like one who had authority, and not like their scribes. God bless the reading of his word. This passage of scripture about the wise and foolish builders paints two vivid pictures. The first image shows the benefits of putting God's words into action. One might call that obedience to God's word. The second image shows the pitfalls of ignoring God's word. The question is, are you a wise builder or a foolish one? The concept of obedience may seem a bit out of date. To me, images of the 1950s television show Leave It to Beaver come to mind. I can hear June Cleaver telling Beaver to remember to change out of his Sunday suit before heading to the ball field. Of course, we all know Beaver will forget his mother's instructions, and that disobedience will result in grass stains and mud puddles ruining his best attire. The unstated lesson, of course, was heed your mother's instructions and you won't get into trouble. In each episode of Leave It to Beaver, Ward and June Cleaver would teach Beaver about how to lead a good life, and repeatedly he would ignore their warnings and suffer the consequences. This passage from the Gospel of Matthew is a very similar warning from Jesus. Let's read verse 24 again. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on the rock. Jesus has been speaking to a crowd for an extended period, what we call the Sermon on the Mount. As he wraps up his message, he's telling the crowd not to just hear what he has said, but to do what he suggests. Jesus equates the obedient life to building a solid foundation for a house. The term house can represent many aspects of our life. For example, when you build your relationships, are they built on love or selfish desires? When you make financial decisions, is good stewardship your motivation, or are you looking to make a quick buck? Are you generous with your time or talents, or do you put in the minimum effort required? The principles found in God's Word help build a solid foundation for life. But life has its good times and its bad times. Verse 25. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house. Yet it didn't collapse, because its foundation was on the rock. Jesus knew that people understood nature, and he uses analogy to describe the storms of life. The challenges we can face can be daunting. Do you give up at the first obstacle in your way, or do you persevere? In James 1, verse 12, we read, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial." In life, we may be afflicted in some manner. Do you have a health problem or a handicap? The Apostle Paul had what he called a thorn in the flesh. That's 2 Corinthians 12. Some think this thorn was an illness or a disability, but it could also refer to obstacles, like Paul's imprisonments, beatings, shipwrecks, and stonings. Whatever it was, he didn't allow it to stop him. The life built on the principles found in God's Word will persevere and endure. However, not everyone obeys God's Word. Verse 26 reads, "But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand." Here, Jesus describes a person who listens to what he taught, but doesn't always apply those lessons. You may be tempted to set aside what you've learned from the Bible and let other things influence you. Suppose your daughter makes the traveling soccer team, but the games are on Sunday mornings. Do you let that keep you from worshiping God, or do you change your routine and get up in time for the early service at church? Or when your friends are headed to Vegas for a weekend escape, do you go along, or do you let them know that you don't feel reckless gambling and ogling beauty builds character? Letting circumstances dictate what you do ignores what God has taught. The beaver struggled with obedience, and so did the nation of Israel. In the time of the judges, the time in Israel's history before kings Saul, David, and Solomon, God's chosen people would regularly have their peace and prosperity interrupted because they willfully wandered into a period of disobedience. There seemed to be a recurring cycle where during good times, the people of Israel drifted away from God, suffered military defeats, and as a result, they turned back to God in repentance. Each cycle under a new leader, a new judge. Whether it was Samson or Gideon or Deborah, the cycle looked pretty much the same. Devotion, disobedience, defeat, deliverance, and back around again. A key phrase from the book of Judges is, "Everyone did what was right in their own eyes." That's Judges 17, verse 6. Over and over in the Old Testament book of Judges, we read about this pattern of disobedience playing out. And verse 27 of today's passage describes the results of not putting God's words into action. "The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew and pounded that house, and it collapsed. And its collapse was great." Our house is a lot like the nation of Israel, when it's built with flimsy materials, not God's word, it will fold under pressure. This sounds like a simple and practical lesson. Build your house on a strong foundation. But recognizing the wisdom in God's words is our challenge. Verse 28 and 29 express it this way. "When Jesus had finished this sermon, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them like one who had authority and not like their scribes." Our culture is filled with people ready to tell us how to live their lives. The shelves in the bookstores overflow with self-help volumes. TV talk shows bombard us with advice. And the fake news of the internet leads us down many a rabbit trail. When we allow these pop culture prophets to deceive us, we let them lead us back into the time of the judges. It's a little like Beaver caving to the slick words of Eddie Haskell. Distinguishing godly wisdom from worldly folly is the task of the believer. Just like the crowds on the mountainside in the passage from Matthew, we can be confident that Jesus is not just another pop culture prophet. His teachings can be trusted to sustain us through the storms of life, but only when we learn to obey his words and put them into action. Amen.